Let's get an update now from Libya, where we have word of additional fighting between government forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi and rebels who've captured the eastern part of the country. The area in between is being contested, and that includes a town called Brega, where we found NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Right now I'm at the hospital in the town of Brega. This is a small town, but it is a place of vital importance. There's a huge refinery here and also a lot of other international installations like an ammonia factory. And what we've seen today is that pro-Gaddafi forces, actually troops and very well armed, took over the town in the early hours of the morning. And then we saw hundreds, if not thousands, of pro-democracy forces basically come in from towns and cities near Brega and reinforce the populace here. And it's been a bloody battle. So far we hear there are at least four killed and 11 wounded, and the fighting has been going on fiercely around a university for quite some time. Eyewitnesses here tell me that the pro-democracy forces were really sort of outgunned. They're facing a professional army that's backed by Muammar Gaddafi with very sophisticated weaponry, and I can tell you that the people that I'm seeing here are basically young men, some of them with Kalashnikovs, very little training, who basically say that they will die for their country to be free, but they don't really have the formal training that it takes to fight an army.
Is it your impression there in Brega that this has been house-to-house combat or building-to-building combat?
Actually, the fighting centered around two areas, the airport and the university. And to make it clear to you exactly what these pro-democracy forces were facing, they were not only facing sort of mortar fire and tank fire from the pro-Gaddafi troops, but aerial bombardment. And Gaddafi was essentially bombing his own people from overhead.
If you're still in the town, that suggests that the pro-democracy, the protesters, still have control of at least some portion of Brega. Is that correct?
That is correct. Certainly, I'm in the area by the airport. It is quiet here for the moment. The fighting is across town. In fact, I can just hear some gunfire off in the distance. So basically, we've seen fighting in certain areas, but not in other areas. In the hospital where I am now, we've seen wounded being brought in. They're being given triage, and then they're being taken to areas and cities away from the fighting.
Is there any central command to the protesters whom you say have come in from other surrounding cities and towns?
I was in Benghazi this morning, Steve, at a training session when the word came in that Brega was under assault by Muammar Gaddafi's forces. They basically told the army, listen, we're not going to sit here and train while our brothers and sisters are getting killed on the front line. Give us guns, give us weapons, we're going to Brega. And that's exactly what we saw. We saw hundreds of them in pickup trucks, in cars, carrying any kind of weapon they could get their hands on, basically driving pell-mell down the streets to come reinforce pro-democracy protesters here.
Is there any heavy weaponry with the rebels there in Brega where you are?
Not at all. I have seen no heavy weaponry in the hands of the rebels. I've seen pickup trucks. I've seen anti-aircraft guns, certainly, in the hands of these rebel forces. But I have not seen the defected army actually taking up positions with the pro-democracy fighters. Sorry, there's some shooting going on. No, we're at the hospital, but there has been some sporadic gunfire. It's not really clear where it's coming from. But we've been hearing it intermittently throughout the day.
All right. Well, Lourdes, why don't you take care of yourself, and we will check back in with you as you learn more.
Thank you.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Brega, a town in eastern Libya where government forces have been fighting with rebels. This is NPR News.